ॐ अज्ञानात् मरन्दस्य गणञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षून्मलितं जना तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मायां ददाति स्वापरान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सह गणभगनातन्वितं तं सजीवम् सद्वैतं सावधूतं परजनसतं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सह गणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णा करुणसिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपीशा गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तु ते तप्तकञ्चन गौराङ्गे राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानुसुतिदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकोपथ्रुवयश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावरणाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्या नाम्ने गोर्थिषे नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासिदि श्री गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे शिल प्रभुपाद की शिल गुरुदेव की समवेद भक्त बृंद की गो प्रेमानंद सो टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग अबाउट एंड स्पीकिंग अबाउट शिल प्रभुपाद एंड बिफोर वी डू दैट समटाइम्स people may ask, I came to temple to see Krishna, to see Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanumanji. So why should we think about Vaishnava or devotee? Why we should glorify devotee Vaishnava? Why we should speak about his pastimes and his activities and the benefit of his association? And what is the reason that we're doing this? What is the number one reason why we want to glorify Srila Prabhupada? We want to glorify Sajja Vaishnav. Why is that? Yes. Oh, right. Very good. Because Krishna will become so much more happy. You see? So we're doing this as service, bhakti, by glorifying Krishna's most dear servant. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that there's nobody more dear to me than my devotees, my pure devotee who is disseminating or spreading this Krishna consciousness in Mahaprabhu's movement. So we're glorifying that Vaishnava to give pleasure to Krishna. And Krishna, he is the source of all pleasure. So if Krishna becomes happy and pleased with us by glorifying his most dear devotee, then in this way we also become very, very happy, very joyful, automatically. No separate endeavor that is required. So many places are there where this worship of Vaishnava is emphasized, and Krishna himself mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Krishna says that a devotee who worships Sri Gurudev first and then worships me, he attains perfection. So in Krishna's own word, he said, if you worship and glorify and serve Vaishnava first, then me, then Krishna says, then you can attain perfection. Krishna says, it is fruitless to try to worship me alone. Fruitless. So in Krishna's own words, he's saying, if you discount or you do not try to glorify or serve Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnav, Shuddha Bhakta, then whatever worship we may try to do towards Radha and Krishna, then Krishna in his own word is saying, this will bring you no fruit, no real fruit. So this is why we glorify Srila Prabhupada. This is why we glorify Vaishnavas. This is the process. This is the means how to approach Krishna. So this is a nice meditation, so that while we're glorifying and speaking about Srila Prabhupada, we can understand what are we doing, why are we doing, because we're trying to please Krishna and Krishna's dear devotees. And all Vaishnavas, because they have love and affection towards Srila Prabhupada, towards Vaishnava, then they also become happy. If you love your father and somebody is glorifying your father and likes your father genuinely, wholeheartedly, you become so pleased, isn't it? Because you already have love for your father. And if someone disrespects your father and does not look at him and does not show proper love and affection towards him, then it brings some pain also, isn't it? You understand my English all right? Is clear? Okay. Don't mind, I'm also going to read Srila Prabhupada's words and a little from Lilamrita also. So be patient, today is Ekadashi. So we have a little extra time, I think. I'm just a little bit encouraging you. So Srila Prabhupada expresses in one purport in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's purport 1.2.16. And Srila Prabhupada's instruction is that by serving the servant of God, one can please God more than by directly serving the Lord. So it's more pleasing, to serve the servant of God first than to try to directly serve God, to directly serve Krishna. Prabhupada says that the Lord is more pleased when he sees that his servants are properly respected. Because such servants, they're risking everything for the service of the Lord and are therefore very, very dear to the Lord. Prabhupada says that by serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually, he gets the quality of such servants. By serving the servants of the Lord, one develops the qualities of that dear devotee. So we cannot claim that we are so dear. We're all a little bit trying to preach in our own way. So because we're a little bit preaching, we could not think, oh, I am very dear to Krishna. Because Krishna says, whoever is preaching. But we should, our mood, abhiman, should be, we want to become dear. We want to become dear to Krishna, and especially to Krishna's dear devotees. This should be our mood, and how to be accepted by Krishna and Krishna's entourage, associates. You follow me? Okay. You don't mind I'm reading like this, is that right? Okay. Srila Prabhupada continues, he says in the same purport, the eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of devotee eligible for entering the kingdom of God. So Srila Prabhupada many times he said, just try to let it hit your ear, try to let it enter into your ear, This will be very good for you. First, it will purify us, because that katha, that Harikatha Krishna Nam, is so powerful, it will clean. Cheto dapana majanam. Then gradually our ignorance and our illusion, our misunderstanding will be destroyed, and we'll be able to develop in our faith and in understanding who are we, that we are Krishna Nityadas. So this is mercy and potency of Srila Prabhupada and the pure Vaishnavas, that they're helping us how to nicely progress. Prabhupada says in Srimad Bhagavatam, one class Prabhupada gave in Vrindavan, October 4, 1976, Srila Prabhupada is speaking on the 1744. Krishna Das, come sit down over here. Huh? If you sit and you are humble, then you can hear. Then you can hear something. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains in this lecture, he says, our determination should be to serve the previous guru and acharya. Our determination should be how to please that guru, that acharya. Evam parampara praptam. That is our determination. Not, Prabhupada says, not directly Krishna. Most people think I'm going to go try to serve Krishna. Right? But Prabhupada said, not directly Krishna. Our determination should be to serve the dearest devotee of Krishna. Mad Bhakta Puja Vyadika. From Srimad Bhagavatam 11th Canto. And Srila Prabhupada, he explains why. Why are we doing like that? Because Krishna, he likes it. He likes it. It makes Krishna happy to glorify his dearest devotees. Prabhupada explains he doesn't accept anyone's service. Krishna does not accept anyone's service directly. And Prabhupada says this is a gross mistake. This is a big mistake to think that you can just directly serve Radha and Krishna and to bypass or to disregard or to discount Krishna's dearest devotees, pure devotee. And Krishna says if you try to do that, you will get no real fruit. Of course, if someone goes to Krishna and tries to be sincere in serving and loving Krishna, then Krishna will help us to understand how to do it. He'll direct us to his dear devotee, pure Vaishnava, and to surrender there, to serve there, and to learn. Srila Prabhupada says you have to serve the servant of Krishna. That is the way. Not directly. Not directly. Then of course the famous verse is there. Adi Purana. Ye me bhakta jana parta na me bhaktas chate jana mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas te me bhakta tama matha. Krishna, he's told Arjuna, those who are my direct devotees, those who are trying to directly worship me, they are not actually my devotees. This is Krishna's words. But those who are the devotee of my servant, they are factually my devotees. So Krishna says, if you try to come directly, they're not really my devotee. But if you serve my dear servants, and you please me in that way, then Krishna says, they are actually my devotee. So sometimes we're just reading, why are we reading? Why are we glorifying? Why are we serving? How are we serving? What is the motivation? What is the purpose? What is our internal understanding? This is way to please Krishna and to please Vaishnavas. Prabhupada explains in purport of 1.5.23, Bhajari Prabhu, other devotees said, you speak about Prabhupada, Prabhupada's instructions, something about Prabhupada, so don't think this is separate from Prabhupada, glorification of Prabhupada. This will help us in our glorification of Srila Prabhupada. Because we're directly hearing from Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. His most important katha. Prabhupada says that the Lord says that the service of his servant is greater than his personal service. And service of the devotee, Prabhupada says, is more valuable than the service of the Lord. So that service and glorification of Vaishnava, pure devotee of Krishna, is more valuable. It brings more fruits. It makes Krishna more happy. That's why we're doing. Sometimes you see we're doing Guru Puja, we're worshipping Srila Prabhupada, we're trying to please Krishna. But many people coming and they're just staring at the deities, or they're just directly going to Krishna. They have no idea, no understanding, that we should first glorify, worship Vaishnava. Then that Vaishnava is very merciful, is also like a wish-fulfilling tree. What is it? Kalpa Vriksha? So he fulfilling desires, isn't it? So Krishna said, if you try to directly approach me, those type of devotee, they're not actually my devotee. But you worship my devotee, real devotee, pure devotee, then you actually can become really devotee, isn't it? So such devotees, they're not ordinary personalities. Krishna, Prabhupada says in Bhagavatam that the bhakti, bhakta, and Bhagavan, three B's, Bhagavan, Bhakti, and Bhakta, they are not of this material world. They're from the spiritual world. Bhagavan, Bhakti, Bhakta, that is eternally there in the spiritual world. So if Bhakta and Bhagavan do not descend here into this material world, then how can we, the conditioned souls, how we can come in touch with Bhakti? Prabhupada explained, Bhakti means Bhagavan Bhakta. So Bhagavan Bhakta, real Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, This is Nitya Siddha. This is eternal associate. And therefore Prabhupada says, Bhakti Bhagavan Bhakta, they do not come from this material world. So these devotees, Nitya Siddha Mahabhagavata Mahajanas, they descend. Krishna, he also comes to Vrindavan. He also comes to this material world, and he also sends his dear devotees from that spiritual world. Because otherwise, how can the conditioned soul in complete ignorance, complete darkness, how we can understand about Bhagavan? How we can understand about Krishna? Isn't it? So therefore Krishna comes. And he does his kahanis, lilas, and he speaks so many instructions, Bhagavad Gita, and spoken about him, Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, conditioned soul can begin to learn and to hear about Krishna. So that is the great mercy that Krishna comes, and that they send, that he sends his dearest, most eternal associates into this material world to exhibit what is bhakti. Without Bhagavan and Bhakta, what can we understand about bhakti? Isn't it? Then Padma Purana. I'm not a big scholar, so don't. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to little bit repeat some important instruction, so that I can also try to understand it. Many of you are much more scholarly, much more advanced than me. So please don't mind my quoting some shlokas like this and trying to explain my feeling or my realization. Please be a little patient with me. I'm trying to glorify Krishna's dearest devotee. I'm trying to understand why are we doing that, how that is so pleasing to Krishna, like that. Alright? So you pray for me that I can also become really devotee, not just dressing like devotee, alright? Really devotee. So with the mercy, such Vaishnavas, they're very dear to Radha and Krishna, and whatever they want, whatever pure Vaishnava wants and asks Krishna, Krishna cannot say no. If pure devotee asks, oh Radha Krishna, you please do like this and this and that, Krishna, because of the love, Krishna says, although he is supreme person, supreme controller, still he comes under the control, he's controlled by his dear devotee, Premi Bhakta. So if we can serve Srila Prabhupada, serve Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas, in genuine way, wholeheartedly way, then those devotees, Srila Prabhupada, may pray to Radha and Krishna on our behalf. Okay. Where Krishna may not directly look at us. Krishna says, you directly come to me, you're not really my devotee. You go to my devotee. And it's explained that the pure devotee, Vaishnav, Premi Bhakta, that he is the embodiment of Krishna's mercy. So we say, yes, Krishna, you are the ocean of mercy. How do you say? What is this? Kripa Sindhu. Right? Your ocean of mercy. But Vaishnavas also explain that if you go to Krishna and say, oh, Kripa Sindhu, Krishna, shower your mercy on me, then Krishna will not look at you. Sometimes said like that, Krishna will say, why you come to me? I left all of my mercy with my dear devotee. He's carrying all of that mercy. Go to him. Surrender and serve there. And then you can get the mercy. So we want to become hungry, eager for mercy from Srila Prabhupada, that he may also pray to Radha Rasa Vihari on our behalf to get mercy so that we can nicely advance. Are you with me? Are you following me? Am I making you sleepy? No? Alright. So we'll read a little bit from Prabhupada Lilamrita, if that's alright with you. I don't know if I'm doing right or wrong. I'm just trying. So try to help me see some good thing. So we're reading in the Lilamrita. So, this Keith was cooking. He was cooking the lunch. Srila Prabhupada first, when he went to New York, he was cooking every day with his, was it three-tier cooker? Huh? And you see that picture where Prabhupada is standing with no shirt on and he's doing that cooking out of that three-tier cooker. Then with that cooker, he's preparing prasadam, Krishna prasadam, for 10 people. 10 devotees were coming around him, 10 young men. And Srila Prabhupada is cooking every day for these very fortunate souls with the hand of eternal associate of Radha and Krishna, directly, like a mother, just putting this mercy, this prasad, in the mouth of these very small children in spiritual life. And it's explained, they said on the one video of that time, that each one of those devotees was taking 10 chapatis. Now we may try, maybe some are taking 10, I don't know. But we're trying to a little reduce, right? Now he's taking at least 10, isn't it? I also before taking also 10. Now I'm trying little to reduce. So, twice a day, Srila Prabhupada is cooking 10 people 10 chapatis, that means 100 chapatis twice a day. Just imagine how humble is Srila Prabhupada, how much he's realizing these souls need serious mercy. They don't understand anything. And you see this, Narada Muni, in the previous life, he was also a small boy, his mother, maidservant. Prabhupada explained, he does not know even who is his father. That was his position. He doesn't know who is my father. He's a 5-year-old boy. He has no education, no formal education. Only by some great fortune, he was able to get sangha, satsanga, sadhu sangha, Vaishnava sangha. And in that association, he was able to do some seva. And here also you see devotee cooking. And then also hearing from those Vaishnavas, Mahajanas, Mahabhagavatas. So by that hearing of those Vaishnavas and by taking remnants, this prasad, Krishna prasad, Jagannath prasad, doing some humble menial service, then he got all mercy and blessings from those Vaishnavas, Pami Bhaktis. They blessed him. And Srila Prabhupada said, because of his humble menial mood and attitude and service, he was able to please those exalted devotees. And they get the mercy and blessing, so much so that in the next lifetime he came as Narad Muni. You see, previous life, maidservant, don't know who is your father, no education, no spiritual qualification, still with mercy, then he could get everything. He could become everything. This is no small thing. Because those devotees are praying for us on our behalf. This is a rapid way, quick way, how to advance in spiritual life. Otherwise we have to try to do on own. And this will take long, 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 long time, many lifetimes. You follow? Am I alright? Maharaj, we're good? So for a long time, I don't know how long, Prabhupada, twice a day, 100 chapatis, cooking and personally feeding these persons who don't know anything about spiritual life. No qualification. Sometimes devotees would get a little proud or puffed up and say, oh, we must be very exalted because Prabhupada is our guru. We must have some serious adhika, some very nice sukriti. And Srila Prabhupada, sometime I heard that he would a little bit laugh and say, I'm creating your sukriti. I am creating your bhakti sukriti. Don't think, oh, I am coming with all of this bhakti sukriti. This is, what is it? Ajnata sukriti. Unknowingly getting mercy from Vaishnava. One servant of Srila Prabhupada, I think, I'm not sure which one it was, Hari Sori Prabhu, or he said many times traveling with Srila Prabhupada, sometime on long, long flight, sometimes Prabhupada tried to lay down on the seat, on the airplane, and devotee would move and let Prabhupada try to a little bit rest. So sometimes Srila Prabhupada's feet were a little bit sticking out into the aisle where the people are walking. And these people are just walking and they're just brushing against the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. They have no idea who is Prabhupada. They don't know he's coming from Golok Vrindavan. Emissary representing Radha Krishna in this world. They have no idea. And they're just brushing against the bottom of the lotus feet of that Premi Bhakta. So he's just freely distributing mercy. Even they don't know what are they getting. Then that servant told story that one time Prabhupada taking some puffed rice or some little prasad on flight. And amazingly, one lady taking care on flight, she just reached over and just took some of Prabhupada's rice, puffed rice or some prasad, and just popped it in her mouth. Can you do like that? And Srila Prabhupada, he just smiled. He just ocean of mercy. So Krishna says, go there. Try to please him. Try to serve him. If you get his mercy, then you can get everything. That's why we're trying to glorify Srila Prabhupada. We want to please him. We want to please Krishna. Like that. So this Keith, this one of these new bhaktas, Bhakta Keith, gradually he took over some cooking duties from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada had many duties, responsibilities, especially translating all of the books. This is the great mission of Srila Prabhupada, that he wanted to put all of these books, transcendental books, into other language so that we could understand it. And he's preaching daily, meeting guests, so many different things to start international society. So gradually some responsibility was given to some older boys, older bhaktas who were coming. Bhakta Keith was a little bit continuing with his cooking. Prabhupada was standing watching his pupil, his student. Prabhupada watching, how is he doing, what is he doing? Then, that Bhakta Keith, he looked up from that cooking and he said to Prabhupada, Swamiji, can I become your disciple? Your shishya, can I become? And Srila Prabhupada replied, why not? Why not? Your name will be Krishna Das. Krishna Das. So this simple exchange was the first request for discipleship and Prabhupada first granting or accepting for initiation. So you could make argument, you could express that because he was surrendering and serving that pure Vaishnav, trying to please him, trying to take some burden, some responsibility for Prabhupada so that he can do other important works, that he got mercy. He got intelligence. He got spiritual intelligence enough to understand. You should ask that Premi Bhakta, Swamiji, Prabhupada, you should ask him to accept you. That intelligence. So by associating and hearing from Prabhupada, taking from Prabhupada's lotus hand this Mahaprasad, Krishna Prasad, some purification, some sukriti, bhakti sukriti is created. Some purity will come as we become more pure. Then our intelligence also becomes more clear. And Krishna says, Savasya Chaham Hri Sanavishtam Mata Shmitya Jnanam Aponam Cha, that I'm within the heart of every living entity, Krishna says. And from me comes knowledge and remembrance and also forgetfulness. So if we become a little purified by mercy of Prabhupada, by mercy of Vaishnava, then we become a little serious. And Prabhupada pointing, yes, you go to Krishna. You serve Krishna. You love Krishna. First name, Krishna Das. So you go to Krishna, Krishna sends you to pure devotee. You go to pure devotee, he sends you to Krishna. Krishna is glorifying his pure devotee, and pure devotee is glorifying Krishna. So mercy of Krishna and mercy of Prabhupada, mercy of Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta. Prabhupada explained two mercy required. Two mercies are required. Krishna's mercy and pure devotee, Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta mercy, Kripa, Kupa. That is required to nicely advance in our spiritual life. And Srila Prabhupada explains, what is the first mercy of Krishna? Is that his mercy is, he brings you, Prabhupada explains, he brings you into the association of such Premi Bhakta. That is the mercy. The first, Prabhupada said, this is the first installment of Krishna's mercy. Is that he gives you intelligence and makes an arrangement how to meet such personality. Krishna says, if you have some tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam tadami buddhiyogam tam jenamam upayantite. Krishna says, if you try, if you serve me with some loving devotion mood, I'll give you intelligence how to come to me, how you can nicely come to me. So devotee is serving Prabhupada, trying to serve and hear about and please Krishna. So he got intelligence. Such intelligence, I should accept from this person, I should become his shishya, his disciple. And Srila Prabhupada said, okay, why not? So Prabhupada not, you see, at least in this description, Prabhupada not like greedy, oh, I want disciples. He just serving Krishna, depending on Krishna, serving his spiritual master. Okay, somehow this boy got some good intelligence by Krishna's mercy. Supersoul, Paramatma, Chetaguru gave him some idea, some remembrance, some intelligence. You should go surrender to that person. You should become his disciple, his shishya. You see the story of Dhruva Maharaj, his mother Suniti, Shiksha Guru. She said, okay, if you want all of these things, go to the forest and worship Narayana, Bhagavan. So she gave right instruction. And Dhruva, although he had some material desire, he's moving towards the forest with great determination. I must fulfill my material desires, these desires that I have. And Krishna, Paramatma, Chetaguru, he knows, oh, my little devotee, he's looking for me. Krishna knows, he's in the heart, he sees what is your intention, what is our intention. Dhruva Maharaj, again, also 5-year-old boy. He has no spiritual training. He has no even material education. Only he's so simple, like child. Mother said, go to forest and look for Bhagavan, look for Narayana. And so as he's going on that path, then who does he meet by Krishna's arrangement? Narada Muni. Right? His guru. Krishna made that arrangement. When he sees that we're trying to be sincere in serving him. You understand? And you see with Prachetas and Srimad Bhagavatam, father said, yes, you go, you perform austerities. You perform some austerities there in the water. Was it 10,000 years or something like that? So Krishna, Paramatma, Chetu Guru, he knows, oh, these 10 sons, the Pachetas, they're coming to try to serve me and worship me and please me, do some yajna. So Krishna understands the heart and the mind, the mood, desire of every living entity. So he can see, oh, they want to serve me, they want to please me. So what did Krishna do? He sent his dearest devotee, topmost devotee, Lord Shivji. How do you say Lord Shiva's topmost devotee? Vaishnavam, Sambhu, Topmost Vaishnava, Premi Bhakta. Lord Shiva is topmost Vaishnava, Premi Bhakta of Krishna. So what did Krishna do? He sent Lord Shiva as their spiritual master to instruct those Prachetas how to please Krishna. It says by the mercy of Krishna one gets a guru. But by the mercy of that guru, then one can understand how to please and how to get Krishna. So many stories are there like that. Isn't it? But in beginning, you could not even think. Even many of them said when they met Prabhupada, they're not thinking, oh, we want to just come and completely surrender to God. They were just curious. They were interested. They were attracted to that pure devotee. Krishna's all attractive. And his dear devotees, Premi Bhaktas, they are also all attractive. So they were attracted by Krishna through his dear devotee, Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada carrying all the mercy, the full attractive potency of Krishna, could purify anyone, everyone. You see in Jaladutta prayer, can I read a little from that, Jaladutta prayers? Is anyone awake? Are you with me? Am I just speaking to myself? Am I just preaching to myself? Krishna Das, are you listening? My Gurudev, he also said, well, your name is Murli Krishna Das. Why don't you become a real Das? I was shocked. I'm sitting in front of all of my friends, all of the devotees, all the authorities, all temple president, managers, everybody. The devotee said, why don't you become real Das? Stop pretending that you are Das. These shocking words. Isn't it? Penetrating, heavy, heavy, heavy words. So we want to become really Das. Really Krishna Das. First name Prabhupada gave, Krishna Das. You were already Krishna Das when you came. Then your Guru Maharaj said, okay, he's already Krishna Das. So now you become Das Krishna Das. Now you become the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Not directly. This is our mood, this is our abhiman. This should be our how we see ourselves and understand who are we. As soon as we accept that position, yes, I'm servant. I'm servant of Prabhupada, I'm servant of Vaishnava, I'm servant of the servant of the servant. Radha Rasabihari, Radha Krishna, Radha Gopinath. That is our position. Then immediately, the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tham. Krishna give intelligence what to do, what not to do. And Krishna says, if you can hear me, then you can cross over all of the obstacles, all of the problems of this material world. You can easily cross over that. If you can hear me. Krishna said, Arjuna, touch Trinu. Hear from me. Then everything will be solved. But then Krishna says, but if you have too much false ego, ahankara vinuratma, too much ahankara, too much false ego, and you become proud, puffed up, not humble, not submissive, then Krishna says, because of your false ego, you will not be able to hear me. Then you'll be lost. You're lost. So false ego, so heavy covering is there. Prabhupada explained in Jaladutta prayer, when he coming. I want to read that. We have plenty of time. Don't worry. Be happy. Let's get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So these prayers are such a nice meditation. In those Jaladutta prayers, also reason I really like these prayers, because everything is there inside of those prayers, like a sutra. You can understand something, Prabhupada's mood, his faith, his surrender, his dependence on the mercy of his guru, Mahaprabhu, Shuguru Granga, everything is there. I grew up in Boston, in United States of America. So that first place Prabhupada came was Boston. So that's why I have some, everyone's attached to their place of birth and they're like this, right? So I admit I have some little attachment for Boston, because mostly because Prabhupada came there. And sometimes I'm little joking, I said, you see, I was a small boy at that time. I was playing on the beach with my mother and other children. Then I saw one ship go by, and some sadhu was standing on the railing, and somehow he glanced, and all living entities became, got some mercy. And some devotees say, really? You saw Prabhupada? So this is my internal lila. I'm just expressing a little bit with you my feeling. My hope, my wish, my desire. Because Prabhupada, wherever that Premi Bhakta goes, that place becomes Tirtha. That place is Tirtha. Now in ISKCON in Boston, every year they're going to that dock. That place is only a couple of few miles from my house. My father's house is on ocean near the bay. Where is Prabhupada is coming there? So these prayers are very sweet to think. Prabhupada says, at the fag end of my life, when everyone should just go to Vrindavan and just Radha Kund and just sit and chant, Prabhupada is taking up the mission to carry out the instruction of his Gurudev to go to the Western world. He had like, was it 40 rupees? Huh? Now, today, not even $1, 40 rupees. And some bag of some Modi, some puffed rice, how you say, right? Then Prabhupada said, when I came down the ramp, I don't know, should I take a left or should I take a right? I don't know. Just imagine. Right? Every minute we are calculating. Where is my bed? Where is my room? Where is my office? Where is my prasadam? Where is my money? Where is my bank balance? Huh? Where is my prestige? Where is my post? My position? Srila Prabhupada not thinking like that. Only one pointed attention. How to execute the order and the instruction of my spiritual master. And whole life meditating and preparing and waiting for the exact time for Sri Guru Garanga to make the right arrangement. Krishna is the last factor of action. Sometimes people say, why Prabhupada didn't just go earlier? We have to depend on Krishna. Krishna has a plan. So he is time factor, therefore he is also required. Don't worry, we only have one more hour, okay? Just to give you some hint, just to prepare yourself mentally, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. 1 hour, alright? Don't even think about anything else. Absorb yourself in glorification of Prabhupada. So, don't be worried. We'll stop in the right time. So Srila Prabhupada in that Boston Harbor, 1965, September 18. And Srila Prabhupada is praying to Krishna. And he says, my dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul. But I do not know why you have brought me here. You can do whatever you want, whatever you like, you can do with me. So Prabhupada, he's feeling so useless, so humble, so dependent, he's not feeling himself anything. Great big devotee. And when people try to glorify Srila Prabhupada, oh Prabhupada, you did this and this and this and this. Prabhupada said, no, don't say like that. If you want to give me little credit, then you just give me this credit that I just simply try to follow the instruction of my spiritual master. As it is. As it is. Srila Prabhupada came! Prabhupada said, I didn't add anything, and neither I subtracted anything. That's parampara. Not adding, not subtracting. And Prabhupada explained many places in his writings and in his talk that this is the secret of success in your spiritual life. This is how to become successful, really, is to take the order and the instruction of your spiritual master, Sri Guru, Satguru, as your life and your soul. And try your level best, completely depending on Sri Guru Garanga's mercy. Then if they like, Prabhupada says, you can make me a success or you can make me a failure. As you like, Krishna. Nice mood, huh? Are you listening? Who's that? This translation? Acha. So you're listening on both sides. All right. Complete dependence on Krishna. Then Prabhupada says, but I guess you must have some business for me here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to such a terrible, horrible place? Huh? Everybody wants to go to America.
Maybe not now.
Economy is now going down. But still, if you ask people, many, many people, they want to go there. Right? But the vision of Premi Bhakta, he's coming from the spiritual world. Bhaja Bhumi. What is New York? What is Boston? It's like Pata Loka. A hellish place. Baba says, why you brought me? You must have something for me to do here. Why? Otherwise, why will you bring me to such a nasty place? You see? So for pure devotee Premi Bhakta, that material world is like a hell. And the materialistic person, devotee, even, he thinks, no, that is like heavenly planets. Vamloka, was Satyaloka, like this. You see the difference? And Srila Prabhupada, instead of retiring in Vrindavan and sitting and looking at Srila Rupa Goswami's samadhi and chanting and being peaceful, blissful, he took huge risk. Even many people warned him from Indian side, Swamiji, if you go there, you'll die there. You may die there. You're an old man, wasn't it, that Mataji of that company? What is the name of that company? Scandia? Somehow, I got some intelligence there to remember that. Otherwise, I have no remembrance. Scandia, right? Then many people say, why will you do that? You may die there. Prabhupada, I must follow the instruction of my spiritual master. He asked me to do it. If I even die there, this glorious thing. Wherever he goes, that place is Vrindavan. Isn't it? Even when Krishna left Vrindavan, he never left Vrindavan. It's explained, he's always in Vrindavan. Wherever he goes, he's thinking of Srimati Radharani and all of the gopis, gopis, all the Braja Bhumi residents. So Prabhupada is bringing Vrindavan. He's bringing Bhakti Bhagavan Bhakta to the hellish planet, the hellish part of the material world, the West. Prabhupada nicely explained here that most of that population, they are covered by material modes of ignorance and passion. Tama, Raja Tama. Most of them are completely under heavy modes. Tamogun, Tama, ignorance, darkness, complete ignorance. And Prabhupada said, and then maybe a little Raja. A little Raja. A little passion just to speed up your ignorance. So Prabhupada said, those people, they're all Tamagun, Rajagun. They're all completely absorbed in materialistic life, in the karmic life. Money, 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 money. Brighter than sunshine, sweeter than the honey. And some Vaishnavas say like that. So they're absorbed in materialistic life and they think themselves very happy and satisfied. This is important. Some people can say, yes, I'm completely absorbed and distracted and contaminated by materialistic life. But if we're suffering enough, we'll think, okay, how do I get out of this? Right? But they're not suffering. Prabhupada says they're enjoying themselves. And they're thinking themselves very happy in this Tama Raju Gun. Therefore, Prabhupada says, they have no taste for this transcendental message, Harikatha, Krishna Katha. They have no liking, no taste for it. And Prabhupada says, I do not know how they will even be able to understand it. How will they understand it? How will they like it? How will they relish it? This is Prabhupada's personal thought in his prayers to Krishna. Just as he's coming on the eve of his arrival into America, US, right? USA. But then Srila Prabhupada says, but I know, my dear Lord, your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. Yogeshwar. That's a name for Krishna, supreme mystic. So, obviously Prabhupada has so much faith, dependence on Krishna. He said, you're the supreme mystic, you can do and you can undo whatever you want, whenever you want, just by your mere willing, you can do. So if you want, by your causeless mercy, you can make everything possible. See this faith, huh? Other people, we calculate, how is it possible? And we may calculate and deliberate in such a way that will not go. Many, many disciples, some senior disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they were also ordered and instructed to go to the West. Huh? But Srila Prabhupada was able to do it and to come out successful. Because of his mood, his simplicity, his complete utter dependence, his unflinching 110% faith in his guru and in Krishna, then with their mercy he could come out successful. Then Srila Prabhupada says, how will these people who are completely in the mode of tamagun, rajagun, completely absorbed in materialistic life, thinking themselves blissful and happy, trying to enjoy, how will they understand what is rasa? What is the mellows of devotional service? Sometimes it's said that materialistic people are like hogs. Hog-like, because they're eating the stool of materialistic life, isn't it? The night soil, the stool, hog-like. Sometimes Vaishnava says, yes, you're a two-legged animal. Oh, you're animal, but no horns and no tail. Only difference. But mentality same. No horns, no tail, but acting like a hog. Drinking this filthy drain water of the material world. And calling it nectar. Nectar. Amrit. Very nice. Huh? Eating stool, very, very nice. So, Prabhupada's saying, if the two-legged animals are eating the stool of this materialistic world, how can they understand about Krishna Ras? Premi Bhakta Rasa. How can they possibly understand it? Prabhupada many times would say, if you try to give rasgulla to the hog, he'll reject it. Why are you giving rasgulla, rasmalai? Somebody comes and asks you, Do you want some rasmalai, rasgulla? Immediately, yes. Yes, yes, yes. And then Prabhupada says, oh my dear Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. How many times do you think, oh, if I just preach or I just talk, I'll just convince him. I'll convince them. By our intelligence, by our cleverness, by our Indian politics.
Please excuse me.
By our diplomacy. By our manipulation. I'll just convince them. Right? By some money. Some bribe. When I first came to India, when I lived in India in the beginning, you had to get some gas, right? To do some cooking. So when I went to that place in Bhubaneswar, Orissa, I said, I have some small apartment, I need some gas, so I want to cook. They said, no, this connection for the gas, not available. What? Yeah, not available. How not available? Everyone has to cook something and eat something. They said, no. 6-7 months waiting list. They're telling me. 6-7 months I have to wait to get the connector to have some gas. So then some devotee said, no. You ask him, do they have a backroom policy? What is backroom policy? Means he's looking for some money, right? Then I said, you have some backroom policy? And the man started laughing. He said, yes, you come with me. You want some Sprite or some drink or something? Then miraculously, within 5 minutes, this connector came. Sent from the heavenly planets. Only 1,000 rupees required. So Prabhupada, he's saying, I'm simply praying to you, my Lord, that with your mercy, that I'll be able to convince them to accept your transcendental message. Complete dependence on the mercy. Because Krishna is in the heart. You see, in that place in New York City, remember, you see the Prabhupada standing next to that tree? Pumpkin Square Park. That's in New York. Prabhupada is talking there, one big tree. So, when devotees go to New York, many times they'll go to that park because it's Tirtha. That's a Tirtha. Premi Bhakta was there. Preaching, chatting, everything starting there. So sometimes when you go and see that tree, you'll see many flowers, petals are around that tree. Because many visiting devotees in New York, old devotees, new devotees, everybody goes and they put some flower petals there to try to get the mercy from Prabhupada, Krishna. So that place is so degraded, you cannot believe how degraded is that place. The boys and girls are laying, even to this day, they're lying on the ground, they're rolling, complete intoxication, drinking, smoking, taking drugs, narcotics, all of these things. Just sitting there, right near that tree, today. So if you just a little bit sit in that park and you see how degraded this place is, how degraded these people are, then you can begin to understand the full mercy and potency of Srila Prabhupada. Because his words, which are divinely, completely infused with Krishna's mercy, penetrated so much tamagun, so much rajagun, so much intoxication, so many bad qualities, so much sinful activity, so much sinful reaction. And just out of causeless mercy, just to deliver them, Srila Prabhupada took the risk and he went there. And he just sat down with his small cartel and started to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then you see sometimes Prabhupada, he had that little drum. I don't know what you call it. Some little drum keeping beat like this. Huh. Yeah. Then, those words are so powerful. That vibration is just going in the air. And just, the person doesn't even know. Oh, what is that? Huh? What is that? And then Krishna Yogeshwar, supreme mystic, he just pulling these souls. Somehow they're just walking like being pulled into that kirtan, that prema nam, say kirtan. And Prabhupada said, just let it hit your ears. You may understand or you may not understand. Prabhupada says, if you take poison, you may not understand. Chemically, biologically, physiologically, how it is affecting you, but still it will kill you. And if you take some nice medicine, you may not also understand how is this medicine working technically, chemically, biologically, you may not understand it, but still if you take the right medicine, it will also heal you, it will also cure you. So Srila Prabhupada understand, what is real medicine? Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam. Kala nashteva, 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 gatya anyata. Right? Anyati. No other way, no other way, no other way, except chanting this prema nam, Saint Kirtan. In the beginning, Prabhupada not so much discussing philosophy. Because he knows, this Rajagun, Tamagun, what philosophy will they understand? Right? Okay? You take prasadam from the lotus hand of Premi Bhakta and you... That is diet. And Prabhupada said, don't eat anything else. One time Prabhupada found out some devotees, they were very much liking sweets. Western devotees, you see how much sweets they like. When I first also came to Bhubaneswar, every day after class, first thing, you go get two gajah. No, one gajah, one besan ladu. So you see near the shop all Western devotee after class eating sweets. What to do? So they found this diet a little strict. Huh? Some rice, dal, chapati like this. So no sweet. So they were escaping and they were going to one donut shop. You know this donut, right? And they were eating donuts. And some devotee went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, devotees are going outside and they're taking this donut. Is that okay? And Prabhupada said, no, this is not good. Better they should just take prasadam. So Prabhupada, then he made this ISKCON bullet. What are these called? What is The glug, not Gulab Jamun, this white one.
What's it?
Not Rasgulla. Not Rasmalai. Another one. I forget the name. Like Sandesh, but a little harder.
What's it?
No, not Vera. You see, I'm thinking we only like all the sweets. You're giving all the names of all of the sweets. I thought that was only our fault. Huh? You're giving like 10 sweets all named by first name. That means you also know. So Prabhupada said, no, we'll make this big jar of this, they're called ISKCON bullet. A sadhu's words are like a bullet, penetrating. And this ISKCON bullet, this prasad is also like a bullet, like a bomb. If you take it, your whole life will change. One time I was distributing books, trying to please Prabhupada, in the Boston. I joined in the Boston temple. And I tried to give one book to one lady. And she said, No. I know about you people. I know all about you people. I'm new devotee. So I'm also curious, what do you know? What do you know about these people, these Hare Krishna people? You put drugs inside of your food. I was shocked because it says you should take no drugs, right? So I said, no. I said, Mata, please, this is not true. We're not taking your drugs. Before we were taking something, but by Prabhupada's mercy, Vaishnava's mercy, then we got some freedom. And she said, all I know is when you eat that food, you are never the same after that again. Krishna Prasadam Ke! So that ISKCON bullet is like a bomb. All your material desires, all of your material attachments will get blown up. Then you become completely purified. Then you can remember, oh, I'm not Maya Das. I'm Krishna Das, merely Krishna Das. Are you happy? Huh? He's still upset because I asked him to get off of the chair in front of all of his friends. So, a little pinching, you know? False ego, a little pinch. But this is good. This is a good thing. Because then we can become little humble. If we do not become humble, you see how humble is Srila Prabhupada. He has everything, but complete humility is his shining jewel. Krishna also has everything, he's Bhagavan, but he's most humble. He has that quality which is the real dana. So without the humility, utter humility, we cannot really be Krishna Das. We'll just remain Maya Das. So by Prabhupada's mercy, this Mahaprasadam, Krishna Prasad, trying to serve Prabhupada and please Sri Guru Gauranga, Sri Guru Krishna, then we're able to nicely advance. Sometimes it's explained that Sadhu Guru Vaishnav, sometimes they may slap you. Yeah, they have right. Of course, you must be shishya, disciple. You cannot walk, hey, I'm sadhu, bah. Hey, why you hit that man? I'm a sadhu. Not like that. But the guru knows, he's puffed up. He thinks he's great. He's making so many mistakes. So sometimes they slap you. Huh? You see Srila Prabhupada, sometimes devotees say when Prabhupada is chastising you and punishing you, the whole earth is shaking. Shaking. So much fear. So much scared. But this shocking, purifying us, and Prabhupada training us, what is right the mood, right the mentality. So we can spend hours and days and days and days trying to glorify Prabhupada, and it's just so much nectar, isn't it? It's constant nectar. And it becomes, as we become purified, it becomes more and more nectarian. Because we become purified, then we can be able to a little bit relish it. Because Krishna, He's relishing it. One person I read last night, they asked Prabhupada, why did not Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, why didn't he go to the West? And Prabhupada said, because he wanted to give all of the credit to me. Prabhupada did and is doing what no one can do. Mahaprabhu, even in that time, right, 1600s, they're traveling around the globe and landing in different continents and different lands. Why Mahaprabhu didn't come? Why Goswamis didn't come? Why none of Mahaprabhu's parampara? Why they're not coming? And why is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? Why he's not coming? He's so educated. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, such elevated, educated. And Prabhupada, he's not saying out of pride. When we do something, we were, hey, did you know what I did? I distributed so many books. I opened so many temples. I made so many devotees. We want to just, we're beating our own drum. How great are we? Isn't it? If we do one little thing, we make 100 mistakes, we want to hide that. We do one little thing, pretty good, by the mercy of Guru Krishna, we want to tell the whole world about it. Right? So Prabhupada said, in all humility, my Gurudev wanted to give me all of the credit. And of course Srila Prabhupada said, if I could do and if I did anything, it's simply because of the mercy of my Gurudev. I just tried. Prabhupada repeatedly, he said, I just tried. And because I tried sincerely, then somehow my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he showered all mercy, all potency, and all success. Prabhupada said, this is the secret of spiritual life. And Srila Prabhupada, he expressed that not by just the words and the teachings, but by his practical example. And he did it in the most extreme way to show that just you try your best, depend on your spiritual master, depend on the mercy of Sri Guru Granga, and if they want, and they want, then you must come out successful. If we think it's up to us, we will fail. We will completely fail. Because we have nothing. We are made of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Vaishnavas only. Srila Prabhupada ki! Srila Gurudeva ki! Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki! Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.